Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. As Iranians observe Revolution Day with grief, the gospel promises a better future. And decades of gospel ministry in Guatemala call for celebration this month for AMG International. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, today is Revolution Day in Iran, a commemoration of the 1979 overthrow of the monarchy and installation of Islamic rule. While traditionally marked with parades and speeches, this year's anniversary is a little different. Lana Silk of Transform Iran tells us,
there's no pretending anymore. If anything, Revolution Day becomes a reminder of the day their country was lost.
Revolution Day 2026 is living up to its name following weeks of protests and state repression. Analysts say the unrest is the biggest challenge to Iran's authoritarian rulers in decades.
Without a shadow of a doubt, if, and it's a big if, the regime has any support in the country, it is bought. Those marches we see, those are employees and direct contacts of the regime. Regular people are grieving what the regime has done to them.
Yet with grief comes a silver lining.
Before 1979, Iranians were free, chasing the pleasures of this world and consumed with spiritual apathy. Since 1979, Iranians became oppressed and lost their freedom in almost every way imaginable, and a huge appetite for the gospel engulfed the country.
Today, Iran is home to the fastest growing church in the world.
Iranians are counting the cost and deeming it 100% worthy. When someone chooses to follow Jesus like this, then God fills and uses them in powerful ways.
But life isn't easy for Christians there. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Iranians are hungry. Food is limited in supply. Prices are out of reach. They really need our help.
Next, tomorrow, millions in Bangladesh will vote in their first general election since protests toppled the previous government in 2024. Under the interim government, rising militants has been allowed to grow. Bruce Allen with FMI says radical Muslims have been energized by the chaos. This has led to greater threats and obstacles for church planters. People like Pastor Jit, who shepherds five congregations.
He has noticed that there's increased surveillance in his district by the Bangladesh Army. And so the questions that army officers ask him as he travels from village to village are also increasing.
New believers haven't escaped challenges either. FMI partners say many young Christians who have left Islam, Buddhism, or Hinduism want to make a public declaration of their faith through baptism.
But they understand that in the current social climate, it can cost them the property where they live. It can cost them their job. It could cost them their life.
Pray for wisdom for Christians obeying God's call to share the gospel and ask God to bring just leaders to power in tomorrow's election. Also, consider sponsoring FMI church planters like Pastor Jit. We'll connect you at our website. And AMG International is celebrating 50 years of ministry work in Guatemala. Brian Dena with AMG says that over the years, thousands of people have come to know Jesus through disaster relief work, schools, medical clinics, hospitals, and camps.
Everything we do revolves around the gospel and bringing Jesus, really our only hope, into dark situations like this. In the case of the work we do with children, starting from 3 years up, they are learning God's word. They are being loved and provided for by mature Christians.
To join the celebration, AMG leadership will travel to Guatemala this week.
What a milestone. I mean, 50 years is just amazing. And for me to think back at just the tens of thousands of lives that have been touched and the church that has been strengthened as a result of the work there. Very emotional to think back.
Pray for travel safety for the celebration and for God's continued blessing over the work happening in the country. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.